1 Kings chapter 19, verses 5 to 9. We have seen Elijah in a state of spiritual depression. And look how he's been acting. Look how rash he's been. Look how he's been living at such a level of hyperactivity, a lack of prayer. He now has gone into the desert and he's moping. He's withdrawn. He's full of self-pity. He has a sense of uselessness. He's making ridiculous requests. Take my life and so on. He's forgetting all he's known. He's forgetting all he's learned. And we've seen the contributory factors leading up to this, the tremendous effort this man has been making, the physical exertion he's been engaged in. He just neglected common sense and order. And of course, he's known success. And now he's met this dreadful threat from Jezebel. And he's collapsed. But God comes to him in his low condition. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." Elijah looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. 1 Kings 19:5-9. Now, God doesn't work a miracle. I know he provides the food. God doesn't reprove Elijah and instruct him in great matters at this time. What does God do? How does he recover this man? Well, first of all, I want you to see, and I want to see it, I want to feel it, that God gets back in control. Now, God always is in control. But Elijah has been like a pinball, being knocked about by events. And Elijah has to learn it's not events that run his life. It's not circumstances. You see, events. Harold Macmillan, the Prime Minister, was once asked, many years ago, by a young reporter, "Mr. Macmillan, what's the most difficult thing about being Prime Minister?" And Harold Macmillan, in his pompous way, replied, "Events, dear boy, events." And if we are at the mercy of events, my friend, and we're all at the mercy of events if we're not careful, then our life gets into a terrible mess. Circumstances, situations, events. What people say, what people do, what people don't say, what people don't do, what we don't do. These things knock us off course. And Elijah has to learn that it's God, an angel, taps him on the shoulder. "Do this, do that, get on with this." It's not Elijah's in control. Oh no. And it's certainly not other people. It's not Ahab and Jezebel. Of course, other people play a part. And of course, we have our responsibilities. But brother and sister, let us learn in our depressions, in our collapses, in our moroseness, in our full of self-pity times, let us learn it's not events, it's not others, not even ourselves. It's God in control. "Thou, God, seest me." That's what we got to learn. Hagar learned it. Others have learned it. Elijah has to learn it. Then secondly, it's common sense. "Come ye apart and rest a while." Jesus said that, you know. We need to rest. Elijah needed a rest. He needed to get away from all these circumstances. Eat some food, sleep, eat some food, sleep, that kind of thing. Common sense, pattern, order, discipline. You remember how Jesus met the disciples when they were all cast down on the beach and he provided breakfast for them with the fish. It's not an accident. We need this kind of common sense. We can be so heavenly minded, we can be so active for God that we forget the normal things of life. Spurgeon one day was out, and a young man, there were some young people, the young people, man, young man said, I don't think the Lord is with us in this place. The Spirit of the Lord's not here. And Spurgeon said, nonsense, he said, is indigestion. We have to have some common sense here. We have to live in a common sense way. We have to come apart from time to time. We can't be at this hyperactive level all the time. You see, we can't live a highly strung all the time, as Elijah was trying to do. The violin string has to be let down from time to time. The chaos in his life has to give way to order. He has to get back into some kind of boring routine. Do you need to hear these words, brother and sister? Are you so active? Are events running your life? Then learn this common sense. Sleep, patterns, food, proper order. These things count. The third thing, Elijah is sent by God to Horeb. We learn this in the verse 8. He reached Horeb, Sinai. Now what's all this about? Well, surely it's getting back to the beginning where it all began. This is where the covenant was given. This is where God spoke to Israel. This is where the law came through Moses to Israel. Get back to Sinai. Get back to Horeb. In our day, it would be get back to Calvary. Get back to Zion. Get back to Jesus. You see the point here. Elijah is so full of activity. He's so full of doing things. He's so concerned about events that he's forgotten the basic principles here. Get back to Sinai. Brother and sister, have you taken your eyes off of Christ, the cross, the glorious resurrection, Pentecost, Calvary above all? Get back to the beginning. You'll find this repeatedly. Psalm 78. You'll find it Psalm 121, 125. Jeremiah 6, 16. What's there? Ask for the old paths. Get back and walk in them. Remember what God has done. Can you not see what God is saying to Elijah? Get back to the start. Go back to where you lost your way. Above all, get back to Sinai for him. For us, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Get to Christ. Get to Calvary. And if you're an unbeliever listening, let me say a word to you. That's where you need to go. Not church, not confessions, not self, not men. Go to Christ and go to him at Calvary and trust in his finished work there. So it's God back in control, common sense, go back to the basics and the beginnings and the start. And then the fourth thing, Elijah has to learn that he's not all alone. I am alone. No, says God, you're not. And he sends an angel to him. Ah, well, that's the old days. No, my friend, Hebrews 1:14. We still have angels today. We're not conscious of them, perhaps, but God, ministering spirits, and they minister to us, the heirs of salvation. Hagar proved it. Christ proved it. Now, my friend, Christ above all is the great angel for us. But we have to learn this. There are so many verses that speak of this. Genesis 16, verse 13, Psalm 103, verses 13 to 14, Isaiah 40, how about that, 28 to 31. We faint, we grow weary, but the young men, even the old, shall run and be lifted up. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. And 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, God will make a way of escape. But let us learn then from Elijah. These are just brief thoughts, you understand that. The arm of flesh will fail you. Elijah is proving that. He has to look to God. Brothers and sisters, the arm of flesh will fail us. Do I work for Christ by the arm of flesh very often? God forgive me. Let me learn to wait upon the Lord, to know the strength of Christ, the power of his Spirit. Go back to the beginning. I'm not alone. He does send help. Angels, sometimes humans, who pray with and for me. Praise God for all the support that comes. You have it too, my brother and sister. Go back to the start. Go back to Christ and Calvary. Common sense too. Don't despise it. Order, routine in your life. And realize that God is in control. Not you, not events, not the world, not the devil. God. May God bless these thoughts then. May this little discourse, restoration of Elijah, prove to be a blessing to us all. We need it, my brothers and sisters. Are you weary? Are you cast down? Then look to Christ now and go on in the strength which God supplies to his glory and praise. Amen.